cognitive behavioral part of the program begins with this episode and extends to episode 6. The kids are introduced to the term wacky thoughts and begin to understand just how important their thoughts are.
You know, Teddy, changing these underlying thought patterns for a kid who struggles with anxiety is really important. So we spend several days or episodes covering wacky thoughts, as well as how to defeat them by disputing them. We call this skill of disputing talking back, sort of like, you know, you talk back to somebody, you give them a little sass back, and that's the way we frame the way you dispute these thoughts you have in your head.
Also on day 4, we'll teach your child how wacky thoughts work, and then name several wacky thoughts that cause problems. The lessons that cover wacky thoughts have different themes congruent with the nature of the wacky thoughts we are covering. This day's themes around rigid and inflexible thinking patterns. First, we describe all-or-nothing thinking, also known as black-or-white thinking or either-or thinking. Language is very symbolic, and how we say something conveys a great deal of meaning and emotion. Anxious children are often too rigid in their thinking, and it shows in how they speak.
For example, if a child says, "My friend hates me," they've reduced the very complex relational interaction of friends into these two options. Either my friend likes me or they hate me. All the other possible options to explain a behavior or interpret what's going on, those are all lost. You know, if a child has only two options to choose from, all good or all bad, when they're trying to figure out the things that are happening in their lives, things can get pretty scary pretty fast.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. The second wacky thought we cover in this section is called the rulemaker. The rulemaker lives by rigid rules, rules characterized by shoulds, oughts, musts, nevers, and always. Living under such pressure to conform and perform produces a great deal of anxiety. The rulemaker is always watching, always evaluating one's performance. These rules tend to be impossible to achieve, and the child lives under chronic pressure. Living under such rigid rules produces guilt, shame, feelings of failure, and feelings of humiliation. As parents, it's easy for us to use these same rules with our kids and reinforce their anxiety. So it's really helpful to pay attention how you use these expressions.
Then following that, we describe a few ways to dispute or talk back to these anxiety-provoking thoughts. The first of these is find the middle. Rather than having two ways of thinking, we want kids to consider that there are a lot of different options on how to interpret things. When faced with a disappointing grade in school, rather than go, "I'm so stupid," which implies two options, smart, stupid, a child can think of it along a scale of possible answers.
The second talk back is lighten it up, which helps the child recognize those rule words and ideas that bother them and teaches them how to soften it up or lighten it up. We suggest using language that is less insulting, demanding, and emotionally laden with those oughts and shoulds. We help the child change demanding and perfectionistic goals into more realistic and compassionate ones.